219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to 219 The Talk. Listen, listen. We've got a good show planned for you tonight. I have, I just want, JD the Barber won't be on tonight, but guess what? Guess what? We got enough drama on the line for us all. And I want everybody to be careful out there. It is the day of the corona. So what you need to do is make sure that you protect yourself. Now, they said that you need to have on face masks, so that's what you need to do. You need to have on face masks, period. You know, period, point blank. So let's get into this show. Again, this is 219 The Talk with none other than Queenie. JD the Barber won't be on the line, and the rest of the hosts are not here. So guess what? We ain't mad. We're going to go ahead and let it play. How about that? All right, this song coming to you is called Be All Right, right here on 219 The Talk.
I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but things happen to good folks. Why do we seem to lose the people that we need most? Why sin? Why hurt? Why am I saying that I love him when I'm rolling in the dirt? Why I gotta work 7 days a week? Don't they know I got church and plus I need some sleep? Man, I feel beat when the bill comes. We can't pay him, so the phone rings, I'm hanging up. Like I'm hanging from a noose, and the news on the TV got me singing the blues. What I'm supposed to do? Huh? I know the answer is there, but I'm just trying to find somebody who cares. Is anybody here? I need a real word. Without a real solution, I can be a real jerk. I'm feeling real hurt, and I don't know what to say. I guess it's time I bow my head to pray. I need you every day. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know alone, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. Well, now I'm making me some progress. I dream to pray more, and so I worry less. Worry less about the issues in my past. And the fact is, if I can't pay him this week, then they'll be calling back. Now I'm picking up the phone, and my tone is an end of the world, cause the world ends, I'm going home. I'm not alone, I'm not ashamed, I am not doomed. Shoot, I'm saved. The grave couldn't hold it down, so I walk around town with my head down and stooping down. I went and caught me a smile, proudly displayed the gap in my grill. I'm feeling better now. I'm a child of the king and a blessed man. Struggle still comes, but I'm the best man. Put the job of facing all of my fears. I know that God is working it for my good, cause I belong to him. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. I won't have answers for everything I want to know alone, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. I won't have answers for everything I want to know and more, that's for sure.
gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Gonna be alright.
Tonight, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's going down the way up.
Hold up,
I come to lift them up.
I come to praise his name. So what you waiting on? Give him the glory. Do your testimony. Give him the glory. So what you waiting on? Give him the glory. I'm about that life. Real talk, real story.
Repping the Most High. That's how we do it. Tired of hearing me, well, get used to it. Keeping that Jesus music ringing through your ears numb. Dropping spiritual lyrics on top of the king drum. Going hard for the Lord, me and DB. Turning our praise up like the volume on the TV. We in HD, holy disciples. Bringing sinners to Christ like them Pied Pipers. Jehovah's spokesman, who say promoting. About this kingdom business for real, we ain't joking. We get it on and popping, but this ain't Chris Breezy. But Sheezy, believe me, JG, we out the easy. Spreading the gospel in and out the four walls. Lifting his name up, we unashamed. Y'all spitting church boy heat on his church boy beat. Yeah, we on God's side, praise party on fleek.
I come to praise his name. So what you waiting on? Give him the glory. Do your testimony. Give him the glory. So what you waiting on? Give him the glory. I'm about that life. Real talk, real story. When I think of all the things that he's done for me, my hands say to go raising. Gotta give him all my praise. For the rest of my days, nobody can take his place. Who is like my God, man, you can't even debate. I'm staying in my race, don't care about what you gotta say. All glory to the Father, yes, he's the only way. Only to him I give thanks, ain't got no time to waste. When my life gets dark, I just start to pray. All Satan wanna do is knock me off my game. But all I need to do is call on Jesus' name. Gotta walk about faith, no matter how dark it seems. Stay under the blood of Jesus, cause I've been redeemed. No matter what you say about me, I just let the Lord use me. None of y'all got a heaven or hell you can put me. This life already get hard, it be testing my faith. But come Sunday morning, catch me at the church, give him praise.
I come to praise his name.
So what you waiting on? Give him the glory. Do your testimony. Give him the glory. So what you waiting on? Give him the glory. I'm about that life. Real talk, real story.
Before I was saved,
I was in darkness,
covered in chains,
I walked with a line.
Don't let them trip you up and cause you to live a life of sin. God's hand is everywhere that it needs to be. And God dwells in different places you can't even see. It's a cold world, it'll make your toes curl. The love of money got you tripping with your homegirl. But every struggle, every problem has a purpose to it. And God knows every path, let him lead you through it. In him there is no dark, everything's a bright light. Okay, bad man, Mr. Dark Knight. Don't you know that Jesus praying for you to walk right, talk right, get your life right, embrace the light. No matter how you feel, I promise you was born to win. And if you're losing, then you probably need to be born again. Breathe.
Told me to breathe. Say it was better to give than to receive. Hey, that was back then though. I'm in the old school, no Nintendo. Watch some rays down my window. Bumping slow mo, that's Dino. What you doing, boy? I say I'm maintaining. I say I'm balling hard. No wall gaming. I say I'm spitting fire. I must be fire flaming. Why y'all just hanging around? Man, y'all just must be hanging. I say I'm doing it for my daddy. I don't even rap no more. And see, God, man, he lives in here because he don't even trap no more. Okay, now balling is a habit. I'm too fly to be maggot. All these cows in my wrist look like I done jumped a rabbit. Cannot breathe. You gotta inhale, then exhale. Cause you don't wanna be inhaled right after you exhale. God got me. I swear he covered me. What kind of D plan? I say that's cover three. Okay, then inhale. Do that for me. Just be ready to breathe. When you jump in that seat, now breathe, homie. Breathe.
Come on.
United for one God, yet divided by ourselves. Wondering why people won't come in completely. They see us broken, breaking each other. She did, he did, they did. Church hurt me. And the others standing outside looking through stained glass windows. They stand aching to come in, yet afraid because of how perfect we look. We ain't perfect. We look good being imperfect. As we slug others on the inside, blazing their imperfection while failing to identify our own. Hey, I'm guilty. I could say thank you, Jesus, over and over again for forgiveness for forfeiting the unfortunate choices of one I call my church family while they outside look on the inside through stained glass windows. Nearly dying from outside hurt while church hurts kills us on the inside. They desire to enter, but they stay looking through stained glass windows to what safety appears to be love. Hopefully agape, yet Philo raises its hands, many times screaming, "Notice me, yes, I love you." It's nice, cute, and necessary, for if I say sister or brother, then I must love you as such. Eros is there too, waiting for marriages or affairs. Yeah, I said it. It's real in the church. Storge love, like mama, daddy, uncle, auntie love, that's there too, but hopefully agape stands at attention, the highest love, his love, in fact. If we truly had this love, there would be no negative impact. Love breeds love. Iron sharpens iron. And we, many times, use neither and end up spiritually killing each other and them, the outsiders, looking for something real, wanting, needing something real. But so many times, it's just the world all packaged up real pretty, just looking like church. But offering the same rejection, and it's called church hurt. Hurting hurt people, preparing them to hurt others. You remember your first time? I'm speaking to my church folk. The first time you church hurt someone or got church hurt, it hurts, don't it? Guilt on one side, betrayal on the other. Now we caught up on us and we can't even go get them standing on the outside, hurting from the world. So they look through the stained glass windows, aching to grab what appears to be agape, storge, philo, or even eros love, when inside too many churches have none of the above. There's only brokenness of church hurt, covered in smiles, fake hugs, and Judas kisses. And when reality hits us that hurt church folk, out looks better than in. And some inside join them on the outside, looking through the stained glass windows, and they ask their newfound company, hey, what happened in there? And they said, too much hurt inside. Huh. At least I know what to expect out here with you. And the outsider said, my God, what type of love is this? And the insider said, and they leave that window and find another one, hoping to hurt no more. Something has got to change. When does the hurt stop? There are people outside waiting to come in, but they are not persuaded by the perfection that appears to be, because they recognize the same hurt that lives in them on many of the church folk faces they see. So finally they keep walking, in search for agape outside of the church. Something has got to change. God's people cannot keep hurting each other. We are losing too many of them, looking through stained glass windows, which are only stained because we slaughter each other spiritually. Dear Father, please teach your children your agape, because that's the love we truly need to give.
All right, I'm over here snapping my fingers because that was deep. You know, I listen to a lot of things. You know, I'm gonna bring Trina Ray on. I turned this show into My Gospel Soul, Let It Play. But guess what? I don't mind a co-host on here with me. What's going on, Trina Ray? Told me 219 to talk, but I guess that put everybody off tonight.
Hey, what's going on? I ain't mean to be absent. Had to take care of my mom. You know, things need to be taken care of.
So see, that's what I'm saying. Okay, tell me what's going on with mom. Is she all right?
Well, you know, my mom, she's to a point now, she don't move around by herself no more, you know what I'm saying? So I have to do a lot of things for her. Go to the grocery store, make sure she got food. The only thing she does is walk to the bathroom and back to the bed. So, you know, hey, I got to do what I got to do.
That's right. Well, you know, I always got everybody back. I'm pretty sure that everybody is pretty busy right now. We want to just send some prayers up for you and your mom, you know, to make sure that you know that we support you and we love you and we got your back. If you need to talk, you need to make sure you call it up somebody and venting and doing what you got to do to make it through, okay?
All the time.
Well, get what's going on down in the great Crookaletta.
Oh, man, ain't much going on around here. Quiet. People trying to stay at home. But, you know, all these people complaining. I'm like, it ain't going to fix nothing. So what you complaining for?
Exactly. What you think about this mask situation? You know, everybody, they opening everything back up in Houston. And everybody got to wear a face mask and all of these different things. Hey,
I heard that. And I look at it two different ways. One, it's a good thing because it keeps people from, I'm going to say, well, one, yeah, it keeps people from passing this virus or whatever. But two, it could be a bad thing because if everybody wearing a mask, everybody's soap. If I decide to stick that stuff up, I'm just saying, I look at the bad and the good. It ain't just the good. It's going to be some bad with that because you know, Houston get kind of drunk sometimes. You know, I know Houston gets drunk sometimes. So
come on, let's be truthful.
So I'm just being honest. You know, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, because if you got everybody in the store with a mask on, or in the bank, or wherever they tell you got to be at, that's gonna be an issue. Because if somebody decided to get a wild hair, decided to go do something dumb, and want to rob somebody, ain't nothing you can do because everybody got a mask on.
That's true. I thought about that like last week. I was like, because I put a mask on and couldn't recognize myself. And I got a little scared. I said, girl, I don't know what you going to do. You got a mask on, girl. You get away with something. Yeah. But I stopped and I said, then Jesus say, I got you near the cross. I said, okay. Amen. But I thought about that, Ray. I say, man, look, and what's so crazy is the grandma or the mama gonna be considered an accomplice, seeing that she sold the mask? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
She made the mask, or you know, and they went out and robbed the corner store. How is that gonna go? How they gonna play out? You know,
I don't know. It's gonna be crazy. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
That's gonna be crazy. You know, another thing somebody said, and you tell me how you feel about this. You know, they are saying that, you know, they're opening up the nail shop salons and what else they said, the barbershops and stuff like that. Now, the conspiracy theory that's going around is that they opened it back up so they can kill off the black people. Okay. Now I am not. I'm not agreeing with everything I hear, but this is a theory that's going around. What you think about it?
You know, that theory has been around for, like every time a disease come about, they always say they're trying to kill the blacks, which I can't say I believe it because I don't know, but then, two, it could be because, you know, as we've stated before, this country is a racist country. I mean, there's a lot of racism going on. So, I mean, true enough, it could be, but then I really don't know, because if it was, and every time that any disease has come about, whether it be HIV, Ebola, whatever, any kind of disease, swine flu, whatever, everything come out, they always say they target the black, but, you know, majority of the whites always get hit too. So somebody don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I guess if they trying to kill us, they say they're going to sacrifice some white folk with them. You know what I'm saying? I promise I see on the news white folk dying. I promise I do. You know, I'm not coming against their conspiracy theories and stuff, but I believe it's a mix of people dying for real, and I believe it was start. They say it was started over in old China. You understand me? So I don't know. I know it's some black folk over there. You understand me? But I don't know if we can say
you know,
it's a black thing.
You know, I hear people say it started in China. You know, that book was out that guy wrote in 1981. Talking about the same thing, but my thing is, somebody said that a guy made it, but ain't no cure for it. So this is my thing is, if I'm going to make a disease, I'm going to make something, don't you think I'm going to make a cure for it just in case I get it?
You better talk. I'm just saying. Oh, my God. All I'm saying, if we just go, that's why I say we got conspiracy theories, we got all kinds of stuff, man, that people are throwing out there, you know, and I can't go, you just can't go along with everything, man. You just have to, you have to put a mask on and get the living, man, because I feel like this, the more we sit at home, the more paranoid we're going to be, and the more crazy people going to get, you know what I'm saying, people just need to do the necessary things. And a lot of times people just lazy. We lazy. We don't want to do it like it's supposed to go. We want to do it the way we want to do it. And guess what? If they say use some hand sanitizer and put a mask on, what's wrong with you putting the mask on and some gloves on to protect yourself? Come on. But you know what? That's just like we talked about on 219 The Talk. It's people still getting STDs and everything out there. Y'all saying?
And
condoms
are
in the gas stations.
They sell them all day, every day.
Every day. So they might as well just open up a Corona clinic, for real, because
for real.
These people, and
you
then
know, it's kinda,
I
it's,
was watching,
you know,
go ahead. I was watching the news, right? And I was, that, you know, it's people protesting about wearing masks, talking about why they're taking our constitutional rights by telling us it's mandatory to wear a mask. I'm like, why do we always have to have a problem with something? These people are telling you that, and then you got these conspiracy theories that the coronavirus is not real. But I just had my husband's best friend just came through the whole coronavirus situation. You can't tell me it's not real. You get what I'm saying? So it's just so many theories out there. Go ahead. You was about to say something.
You know, it's crazy because one of the things I've understood and I've learned a long time ago, blacks, and I hate to say this about our people, but blacks tend to never want to do, and I still take it back a lot of time to that book, Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery. Have been beaten in so much in the past psychologically, and you know it's passed on, as they say, psychologically. Breaking the Chains of, if people really understand and read this book, Breaking the Chains of Psychological Slavery has a lot to do with what you do now. So when white people are telling us to buckle down, wear masks, sanitize, they don't want to do it. Nobody wants to do it because they want to rebel all the time. Because most people, if you listen to most blacks, I ain't listening to white folks. I ain't nobody listening to white folks, because that's what psychologically back in the years ago, everybody was beaten up by white folks, so they never want to listen. I made a post a few days ago about the coronavirus, and I said, you know, it's hard when people. I said, matter of fact, it takes epidemic like this for people to tell you to put a mask on, wash your hands, stay away from people, and when we should have been doing it a long time ago. This ain't the first time. It ain't new. That's how people catch the flu and colds, because they walk up on people and they walk and stand up right next to them. How many times you been in a store, somebody coughing or sneezing right up on your neck, and if you turn around, you can almost kick them in the mouth. So, you know, what it is, and people got to understand, and whoever's listening, what you got to understand is this is something we should have been doing for a long time anyway. This ain't nothing new. We should have been doing it from the beginning. And my thing is, and people here are complaining, you know, I don't think they should open up the account because they're supposed to open us up, I think, this weekend or Monday or something. But my thing is, the biggest problem you worried about, oh, this thing ain't gone, so I ain't coming outside. So you rather stay in the house another month or another 2 months, another 3 months, and how you know it's gonna be cured in?
Exactly.
If they predicted it to come back in the fall, so I mean you're gonna spend all your summer months in the house if it's supposedly, as they say, gone, and then you're gonna come out in the wintertime, it's gonna be back. So
it's gonna be
why
bad.
If you so So why are you worried about it? It's like, this is my thought. If people trip on me, when I have to try to watch myself because people don't like the way I talk. Me, I'm just blunt. I'm like, whatever. But my thing is, if it ain't gone today, what makes it going to be gone next month or the month after?
And
it's still here.
Especially
so
being contagious and constantly spread. What are you talking? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you are, I don't know. I'm just saying.
People don't understand. It's crazy because washing your hands, staying away from people that are sneezing and coughing should have been something you're doing a long time ago. It ain't just started. Why do people wait till something get real bad before they start taking caution to what's going on? It ain't. And the bad part about it, and I'm gonna tell you something. You know, you said something about the conspiracy theory. You know, I think a lot of times these white folks do target us because they know that black people, and as I said, I hate to say this about black people, but black people are slow. They act slow because they won't do what they're supposed to do because they worried about the man
pissing them off, or the man telling them to stay in the house, or against my constitutional rights.
Yeah.
What constitutional rights say that, and then what constitution states that says I can't, or the government can't tell you to wear a mask?
Exactly.
You wear one if you're stealing something.
Exactly. But you know what? I think it's fun. I was just telling my husband a couple of weeks ago when this first started, I told him, I said, you got a lot of people that are introverts, right? They're introverts.
Right.
You stay in the house anyway. But now
right.
that somebody, just like you said, now that somebody's telling you you have to, you find it everywhere you can go. It's like,
right.
it's crazy because you know before this even dropped, if somebody called you and told you to come somewhere, you was going to find every excuse not to go. You know?
Right.
Because you just like being at home. Now that you are at home and somebody is telling you to stay at home, and this is the thing, too. We always, like I said earlier, and you know, conspiracy theories, all of that, whatever. But we always like to buck against the system. If they say,
right.
don't run the red light, we gonna see if we can get away with it. We're going
right.
to see how close we can get to crossing the line, you know what I'm saying, without getting caught, you know?
That's right.
We're going to play
right.
it real close. And I think that in this, with what we're dealing with right now, this ain't the time for that. This is really not the time for that. Everybody needs to, it's folks that have to go back to work. They need to go back to work because a $1,200 stimulus check is not going to pay a $2,400 mortgage, a $1,500
right.
mortgage, and you still be able to eat, come on, and still be able to
right.
drink gas in the car.
Right.
All the kids are at home, and you think that $120 they give you in food stamps is going to help. No, it's not.
Right.
You got four babies. Come on.
Right, right.
And you know, we can get into talking about these baby fathers that probably got their stimulus check and baby,
but like Speedy comes out and
yeah, you can't find them. You ain't gonna find them till the coronavirus is gone. They gonna say I can't come give the baby no money because of the corona.
right. And see the bad part, you know, and like you said, you're right because. People always find a way to buck the system.
Yeah.
But if you and have one, and like you said, the ones that's complaining are the ones that sit in the house anyway.
Yeah, you're in the house. This is the crazy thing about it, Ray. I have never in my life, I'm just being honest with you, when me and my husband make that grocery store run, right? I have
mm-hmm.
never in my life seen so many senior citizens outside. I have never seen so many elderly people outside. I was looking at that. I got my gloves on, my mask on, you know, my gear, right?
Right.
And I'm looking at this line down the block at the grocery store because, you know, they only let like 10 people in at a time. And I'm saying, where did all these senior citizens come from? Where did they come from? And the crazy thing about it is, we as a community have to check up. That's why I'll be mad because in Houston, you know, in the country where I'm from, probably where you're from, the houses are not that close together in some areas. Like we got,
right.
we call it the sticks. When out in Douglasville, where I'm actually from, Atlanta is the town you pass through. But in Douglasville, the houses are kind of far apart. You get what I'm saying? In Atlanta, you got some houses that's right up on each other. Okay. So my thing is in Houston, why not know your neighbor? Or you may know your neighbor's elderly. You know, why not mask up, put your gloves on, knock on their door, and say, I'm going to do your grocery run for you today. You get what I'm saying? Give me your
right.
list, tell me what you need to do. But we have become such, and I will say savages, because I was, we have become such untrustworthy people, paranoid people. And don't get me wrong, it is crime in the world. It is some cold-blooded folk out there doing some cold-blooded things. But you can really, really see the condition of our mankind today, too. Did you see that news report? Did you see that news report where they are testing the lions and tigers and stuff for free? Just going to test them. I don't know where it is, but I saw it on the news. I was tripping because I was like, it's a lot of people that need to be tested. Y'all not even offering them free tests. They got to be sick in order to get tested. Right. But you are testing the lions and tigers and the bears and telling us to protect our dogs and everything. Are you serious? Where is my test at?
For real.
Oh, my God.
All right.
But I'm going to send you, I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the thing on what Obama said when he was in office? Well, a while back.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. Go ahead, talk about it.
Where he was talking about we should prepare for an epidemic like this.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep, I saw it.
People been sending that to me, and people not really paying attention. Wasn't paying attention to him then. You know, he was trying to get money put away just for something like this back when he was in office, but nobody wanted to hear it. But now, Trump talking about it ain't an epidemic, but Obama was like, we need to prepare just in case something like this happened. And that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
In a sense, it made me think he might have heard wind of something.
Yeah.
That, you know what I'm saying? Because they're not going to always tell you everything. But he might have caught wind of something that might was possible, but he wasn't for sure and didn't know. But that's why he might have put that. But then I don't know because I wasn't there. But my thing is, they should have been prepared for it. It should have been already set in place, money set aside to take care of everything they need.
I'm going to read something to you, too. You know, in January, we were talking about how, Kobe Bryant passing away, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I posted this to my page. I found it on somebody else's page, just want to say thank you to that person. But I'm going to read this to you.
Mm-hmm.
It had Kobe Bryant and his daughter among 9 killed in the crash, right? Big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Over on the side, if you look at my page, over on the side it says, Rush is on to develop vaccine for coronavirus. And I'm going to read the date of the paper. January, I think it's January the 21st, 2020. January, do you hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But people, hold on, let me see. I can't read, it's kind of distorted. But if you go there, that's the cover of, of US Today. So it's like you said, they have had plenty of time to get everybody. But you know what? They claim they did not want to start a panic. But what you think you just did, what you think gonna happen now?
Yeah,
what you
doing
think this. Is happening now? After all of these thousands of people have died, what do you think is happening now? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I just feel like,
they don't realize, either way they go, they don't realize they're gonna start a panic anyway, because you got people panicking now. I ain't going back to work. And when somebody posted, and I sent that post out, they were like, they ain't going back to work. And they sent me a message to my well, I understand what you're saying, but I ain't going back to work. I said, okay, stay at home. I said, but my thing is, your bills ain't going to get paid no faster. And then plus, whatever little money you got saved up going to eventually run out. And then you might get fired. So don't think it's a game. People don't understand how serious this is. So I'm sitting here looking at something right now. And we got thousands and thousands of deaths just from this coronavirus.
Mm.
New York got over 20,000 deaths from this already. And this is as of today. And I'm looking at it on this news thing I have on my phone, and it tells you every state how many deaths they have and how many people recovered and stuff. But, they got some states people recovering, but thousands of deaths all over the place, hundreds of deaths And people, and like you said, somebody said they ain't taking it serious? Really? That's like,
yeah.
Somebody made a comment about them opening up Mississippi. You know, they supposed to open it up next week. They were like, all these people just came up with all these cases in Mississippi. Now they want to open it up. First off, if y'all have been doing what y'all supposed to, they did a state shelter in place. If y'all had done what you were supposed to have done from the beginning,
exactly.
Stayed your butt at home and chilled out, you wouldn't have to worry about all that. But then it's regardless of what you see or what the new effects are, that don't necessarily mean you didn't have it when you got sheltered in. So it don't make no difference. Because they said people can carry it and not affect them. So, I mean, somebody could be walking around with it right now in your house. You have no clue, but somebody in your house that's sicker have a worse ailment than you, but you outside hipping, hopping, and running with all your friends and chilling with everybody. Now you're somebody in your household got it. That's like my daughter. I was telling her, you know, you might want to kind of quit hanging down there with your little dude friend. She was like, well, the staying sheltering in place says, everybody try to make an excuse. It says you can still hang around the people you've been hanging around. I said, he ain't hanging around all those people he always hang around. I'm sure he comes in contact with somebody different every day. I said, but what you don't understand is your son has asthma.
Exactly.
And you could bring that in this house, and then he messed up and get sick and end up in the hospital. Then what you going to do? You're going to be hiding. I should have stayed at home. It'll be too late. I said, you don't know what nobody got going on around here. And you like one of these others, like you said, everybody want to talk about what they don't want to do when they know it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's just, like I say, you know, even my daughters, I had to tell them, I said, hey, I'm not in a condition for you to just be running over here and running over there and
right.
Then you want to come visit me and kiss on me. I'm not in a good situation for you to do that. You know, I always tell, you know, I ain't quiet about what I deal with, but I tell them, I say, you know, why would you put me in danger? You know
right.
What I'm saying? Trying to, around here running around like you lost your mind. I don't understand that concept. You know,
right.
But like they, you know, the young people, they feel like they invincible. You know,
oh, yeah.
and that now their immune system may be stronger than ours, but how fair is it for you to run in and out, and you may, like you say, you may be one of the ones that what is it, asymptomatic,
mm-hmm.
And carrying, you know,
right. Right.
So, we're gonna take a break.
Let's
take a break. When we take a break, we're gonna come back and we're gonna talk a little bit more about this mandatory mask in public.
We speak many times. We worry about things that we don't have and don't realize how much that we already have. There's many people out there that's less fortunate than you. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Come on. Some folks got more than a little bit. Some folks got less than nothing.
Come on.
Some folks gotta work a lot of overtime just so they can get their kids something for real dough. Living check to check, just one paycheck for being broke.
Being broke.
And don't let nothing happen like your car break down. On top
Welcome back. Welcome back. You there, Ray? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm here sitting back, chilling, watching the sun go down, looking at people walk around like things ain't going on.
Well, it is what it is. You know, I used to hate that saying, but it found its way into my vocabulary because when you just want to just grab somebody and shake them real good, you just realize that that's just going to be what it's going to be, you know?
Yeah, a charge.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. This is My Gospel Soul Let It Play with special guest Trainer Ray. Boy, I got bars. Do you hear what I'm saying? I bust that down.
Hey,
real quick.
Hey, hey.
So tell us what's going on with Fitness Evolution. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, Fitness Evolution. I'm trying to get it rocking. You know, I'm going to start a website here within the next few weeks or so, getting a website started to where I can offer fitness tips or exercise routines you can do at home, or, you know, sell my book, you know, my recipe book, that if, you know, somebody want to get some healthy meals, and just try to get this thing jump started so we can all start being positive instead of always negative.
Amen. Amen. I understand that. You know, my daughter's lost a lot of weight, and I need to start my journey of losing weight. You know, sometimes we just let ourselves go. Let's just be real about it. We just let ourselves go. We don't care about the weight. But then when the weight starts affecting our breathing,
right?
I went through a whole episode where my breathing was bad. I couldn't sleep. Tightening in my chest. You know, all kinds of stuff, man. And it scared me for real because I was going, wherever it was, out just to pick up speed like I usually do. You know, it just messed with my breathing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, you know, sometimes you get tired. Of course you get tired if you do a whole lot. But it was just, My chest tightened up, right? And a headache. I got a real bad headache up the back of my neck to the top of my head. And I said, I battled and struggled with it for days, weeks really, because it would leave and then it would come back. And I knew I was dealing with a little acid reflux, okay? I'm a little older, so I'm dealing with older people stuff. So I said to myself, you know, let's just be real about it. It's time to lose weight. You know, it's time to just, and maybe you can share some things with us dealing with that, because some things can be simple, you know, that we can do to knock most of the weight off, because I know for a fact, and don't you say nothing mean to me, but I know for a fact I got to give up my soda drinking because, baby, I could kill a whole 12-pack of Dr. Peppers. So don't say nothing bad to me. You understand me? But I do have that. And really, I don't think it's Dr. Peppers. I think it's just sodas in general. You know what I'm saying? But I think my soda of choice is Dr. Pepper, and I need to get delivered from Dr. Pepper. Yeah,
well, I'm
so
gonna
tell
you, it's like, go ahead. Well, it's like this, and people got to realize we got to take care of our health, especially if we want to be around here longer to see things happen, such as people having grandkids, people having kids, or whatever the case may be. You know, it may be something in your life that you want to be around and long enough for your grandkids to even know who you are. And it's the simple things, like you said, that can be taken care of, such as your eating plan. I don't use the word diet because a lot of people, I used to read a book and the book said they don't use the word diet because the first three letters of it is die.
Oh, my God.
And some people don't realize it's not about dieting. It's all about, really, it ain't about dieting. It's about just eating small meals.
That's the key to the whole thing. You got people out here in the world living for years and years. And, you know, I heard people always talk about, I don't eat pork no more because they said pork causes high blood pressure. I don't eat beef no more because it causes cancer. People get on the news or on TV and tell you stop eating beef because it causes cancer. Or don't eat pork because it causes high blood pressure, but these people don't tell you why. Somebody came to me one day and they said, yeah, I was talking to them about their eating habits, and they were like, because that's one of the first questions I ask you. When you get to talk about fitness with me, my first question is how you eating. Because eating is 85% of the whole thing. 85% of the whole program to help you lose weight is eating. But they came to me and they were like, well, I don't eat beef. I said, why you don't eat beef?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, beef can cause cancer.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Meat causes cancer.
I've heard somebody say beef causes cancer.
Beef. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let me weigh in on this. On the meat part, not the cancer part. Okay. Beef or whatever.
Beef.
Okay, yeah. Trainer Ray, let's take me through an evaluation. I'm going to tell you my pitfalls. Okay. For my gospel soul audience. Okay. I already told you I admitted to soda. I'm not a big bread eater, but I am a big meat eater. My God. One of the meats that I really have to let go of, and I can't lie to you and say I'm working hard at let go of, is pork, okay? Pork chops, bacon. It's not like I'm sitting around eating a big garbage pail full of food. The thing is, if I eat a meal, I'm going to eat it. In the morning, I skip breakfast. I already know that that's a problem. I'll skip breakfast. I'll go the whole day without eating, right? And then I'll eat at dinner time, okay? Or I'll snack my life away, okay? So, go.
Okay, now, first off, you have to make sure you eat breakfast because breakfast is the most important meal of the day. You know, society has been saying that for a long time, but most people don't explain why. It's because when people wake up, their blood sugar or their sugar levels are already low. So in order to get your sugar levels up to the normal levels, you have to eat breakfast. That's what's going to make that sugar level increase. Now, people that are you, I'm going to say you don't eat all day and then you eat, wait till the last minute or this evening to eat. Well, what happens then, most people tend to eat too much. They overeat when they eat that last meal because you haven't eaten all day. So your stomach is, you're hungry and you're snacking. But when you get to that last meal, most people don't realize. And then being that it's dinner time, you're not going to do anything to work anything to exert any energy to help you burn any calories because usually most people eat dinner after dinner. Ain't nothing going on except watching some TV, putting your feet up, and maybe laying in the bed or going to sleep. And now with the pork issue, I don't believe in telling no client. It's just me. I have my own. Everybody got their own opinion about it. But I've been lifting weights and I've been a trainer for some years, and I've never told a client to stop eating pork, beef, or anything. The reason being, you eat it in moderation. You don't eat it in bundles. You eat it in moderation. So if you got 2 to 3 ounces of pork, 2 to 3 ounces is fine. But see, the only problem with people have and don't realize, people not thinking about, they think about is the food that's the issue. It's not the food, it's what they put in the food. When they going out here stealing these pigs with steroids and all this other stuff, it's actually transferring to you. And people don't realize when they go and eat these pigs that's been. Because people got to make a living. So in order for these people to sell their pork, their pigs got to grow a little faster. Because if you go to a natural pig growing, I'm sure 9 times 10, probably going to take a little longer than somebody that's using steroids. So they're going to shoot these pigs up or put in their food to where they eating these steroids, and they getting bigger, they chopping them up, throwing them in the meat market. Everybody's eating it, so everybody's getting affected from these drugs and not realizing it. Think about this. When we was coming up as kids, kids looked like kids.
Yes, they
now,
did.
now you, and I want you to really think about this, what I'm finna say. Look at the little kids now, the girls and the boys. Little girls are mm-hmm. developing faster than they normally did when we was coming up. How many times you heard a girl back in the day when we was coming up, you did a trainer bra. She ain't got no chest. You see what I'm saying? But now you mm-hmm. got young girls, teenagers, coming out here with fully developed breasts like grown women. And you got
like grown women.
And, right. And the mama dressed them like they little hoochies anyway. And it tripped me out because I saw one in the store the other day. I was like, you know, where this woman got this little girl? And I know the little girl can be no more than 15. But she's looked like she's been taking steroids pretty much. Like I said, the steroids are, and the mama, she didn't make it no better because the mama had, I don't know why she got these, I ain't know, she don't wear gold no more in her mouth, but she had gold balls in the front of her mouth. She's more smiling like a jack-o'-lantern from the front, but no, but let me stop. But, people don't realize it's the things that they it's the things that they putting in these foods that's causing these kids like the boys you watching they sprouting up them boys. I seen a boy, I promise to God, in Texas. This boy was 15-16 years old. This boy was 6 foot. He had to be about 6'7". He had to duck his head to walk in the gym door. I said,
wow.
Hey man, how old are you, bro? How old are you? Man, I'm 15. What the what? When I tell you this boy was big, I said, ain't no way. But see, what people got to understand, I don't tell people to stop eating things because you got to get, you're going to get, if you take away something, always remember when you take away something, you're taking away something you need. You're taking away a vitamin. You're taking away a nutrient. You're taking away something that you have to have, and most people don't like taking vitamins. Somebody told me they don't eat beef because they said it caused cancer. And I said, do you know why people say it causes cancer? I said, I'm not a doctor, but 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you because people don't chew it enough. And if I ask this question right now, and I'm going to ask you, Queenie, right now, how many times are you supposed to chew it before you swallow it?
Oh, man, I used to think it was like, oh, that's how many times you're supposed to brush your hair. I know you're supposed to chew it a lot, but tell me
you're supposed to chew it 30 some times before you swallow it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Oh, man, I would have got it right.
And the reason for that is because you're chewing it up to making it small enough to get digested in your system. So when you chew it and you get, like most people chew it, take a steak, cut a piece, bite it about 5 times, swallow it, it's pretty much still whole. So it sits in your stomach because it can't digest fast. That's why people tend to get what they say cause cancer because it sits in their system so long and it causes problems in their stomach. But my point to all this is don't cut your food out because anytime you stop eating something, you got to put something back to get what you lost. So just if you take your food and start doing it in moderation, not dieting, just eat your food in moderation. 5 to 6 small meals is the key to losing weight. 85% of losing weight, dropping weight, even for bodybuilders to build mass, is 5 to 6 small meals. Bodybuilders are going to eat a lot more, but for somebody to lose weight, 5 to 6 small meals is the key.
Wow.
Now, in the sodas, it ain't just a certain soda. A lot of times, it's the acid in the soda. I can guarantee if you stop drinking soda for a while, you'll see a big difference because start drinking more water, you'll see a big difference because the acid in your body will start to go away. The acid from the sodas, I mean, not just in the intestine, but the acid from the sodas will start to go away and you'll look and see things actually start to change. So, especially dark sodas, they said dark sodas are even worse because of what all they put in there. But that's the biggest key to everything is from a lot of sodas, drink a lot of more water, and eat 5 to 6 small meals a day. And I guarantee you, I put it on anything and everything that's going to work for you.
Okay, send that to me in a text.
I will.
I'm serious. Because I'm going to tell you right now off the bat, while you were talking, I can name a number of those things that I'm not doing right. First of all, my God, I'm going to admit this on this show. I do not drink a lot of water. Oh, my God. Okay. Now, chewing up the food again. again.
Hold on. Let me cut y'all real quick. Can I cut y'all real quick?
Yeah.
Can I cut y'all real quick? I got one question for you. And I think this is going to solve your water problem. Any kind of medication?
Yep.
Do you know that all your medication has to be filtered through your liver and kidneys? Your kidneys?
Yeah.
And you should drink water to flush those, flush your system out, to flush your kidneys out, your organs.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
Trust me.
I'm going to do that. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. A couple of months ago, I had to get better with my water intake, but it's not where it needs to be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm one of them people got to have taste in my life. And that's a bad thing. It has put me in a very bad, it's part of a very bad habit. And I guess because when we were coming up, drunk a lot of Kool-Aid, you see what I'm saying? Everything
right.
was drunk had a little sugar, a little flavor in it, which brings me to the borderline diabetic situation. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
When the doctor told me you're a borderline diabetic, I was like, what? And now, what did we talk about earlier with us people? Even though he told me that, hard-headed, exactly. Yes. So I was having a little breathing problem. I said, oh, Lord, I can't go out like this. I can't go out like this. No.
I feel you. Now, what's another thing you said you wasn't doing?
Let's see. Okay, I don't exercise enough. Like, I don't get a good walk in like I'm supposed to, you know.
Okay.
And I know I have to start doing that. I just got me a new house. Hallelujah. So,
I see you. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory. Hallelujah. So I want to start walking. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm big. Dealing with all the stuff I deal with, which I can't let that be an excuse, I went and bought me one of those things that hold my phone on my arm, right? So
uh-huh.
I won't be sitting there trying to make any excuses for not walking. So
Good answer.
Are things. But I do need you to send. I need, well, when you send it to me, I'm going to post it too. But it's really for me to know about. Now, I already know about the small meals. I know about my water intake. Those are things I'm just not doing. And I need to really get on that. And then chewing of the food. I mentioned the chewing of the food because me and my husband got into a discussion about that because I was telling him, you have to chew that food. You got to chew that up, especially beef, especially your meat. You have to chew them up.
Right.
Yeah. Because we will put that big old, listen, let's talk about the chicken nuggets. Some chicken nuggets, my God, I'm trying. chicken nuggets from McDonald's. You get the chewing, man. Boom, gone. You're on the next nugget. Not realizing you didn't chew that up. You didn't chew that up. Just like when these people be eating these Twinkies and these Swiss rolls and stuff. These little Debbie. See, they put that little Debbie on that box, but you are gonna be a big Debbie. See, the little Debbie on the box.
All the time.
You're wait for a big Debbie, for real.
All the time.
Yeah. So, send me that list. We're going to post it. We're going to, one of the good things about quarantine is people are starting to exercise at home. They're starting to make their little videos, exercise at home. But I'm looking at after quarantine is over, are these people going to still be as because it's kind of like we were talking about, people are pressured into something. Okay, when there's no more pressure, what are you going to do? Are you going to get out of control? Are you going to do so? Share with us some things that can keep us on routine. After we come out of all of these yogas and stretch it out and P90X at home stuff, considering social distancing, do you have any ideas you can share that will help people stay on track?
The best thing most people need to do is, people are doing it now because, like you said, they're quarantined and they have to be at home, and most of them are doing it because they're bored. And
Yeah.
If you want to sell track and people don't realize, they look and see a big difference from what they're doing now, they should continue to do these things when they get out of quarantine. True enough, they'll be going back to work, but the gyms eventually will be open. Or you got areas to walk. I'm not telling you to go to a gym. You can do. You ain't got to pay no money for that. Go walk the neighborhood. It's free.
Yeah.
And people don't realize a simple walk is a lot better than just sitting at home being sedentary. So you got to make sure that you keep continuing doing what you're doing at home under quarantine, because I know 9 times out of 10, most people are doing it because they're bored. They're getting frustrated because they got to be in the house. They don't want to be in the house, so they're finding something to do. But are they really looking at the benefit? Those people should go home. When they're at home, look at the scale. How much did you weigh before quarantine? How much you weigh after quarantine? What did you do to reach that goal during the quarantine? What I got to do to keep reaching that goal, because I like what I look like now during the quarantine?
Yeah.
So people, what they need to do is continually go around, go and keep exercising regardless of quarantine or not, because it's not going to make it. It helps you. Exercise is the key. And I'm going to tell you my actual one of my things is, I believe exercise is the key to a lot of issues, especially medically in the world.
Well, don't exercise get that heart pumping, the blood flowing, and all that good stuff?
Exercise helps increase your heart rate. And right now I'm working on a certification of a heart rate performance. And it's talking a lot about the heart rate, which is a lot of things. I wasn't using the heart rate performance because it tells you where each person is different. So it tells you where your heart rate should be doing exercise in order to get a good exercise, where your heart rate should be for your rest time. Most people take a minute rest in between sets, but it tells you where you should be or when you should go back and start working out after that first set. So this heart rate performance is really a good thing I'm really getting into right now. And it'll help me to help others, to teach them to start to buy them or purchase them a heart rate monitor that they can actually use and keep, especially if you go through Polar. They have a system that you can actually log into the computer, your watch, you just plug it in, your watch will upload all your information, how many steps you walked, how many heart rate, what your exercise was, your routine, what workouts you're doing. So heart rate performance is very important. So increasing your heart rate is very, very good, because the stronger the heart, the better the heart.
Awesome. So the heart, the better the heart. Now, let's go into your fitness evolution. Healthy eating leads to a healthier way of life. Now, before we get off the air, well, we have 15 minutes, but I wanted to go into these recipes because I think this book is perfect for now that families are really at home. And I think that a lot of good came out, you know, a lot of family bonding came out of this quarantine. And these are some recipes that families can do together. Like, I'm just going to turn to the first recipe, which is Asian style chicken wraps, right?
Right.
And I noticed that you put down here, children can help fill the wrap and it's dark in this room. Mix the sauce. So when you did this book, you did it with the intention of teaching the whole family how to eat healthy. Because I believe that if you start the children off early, which I wish I would have done that with my children, they're all grown and gone, but I would have started them off with healthy eating so their palate, that their taste can conform to healthy eating, you know, healthy living. So tell us some things about this. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I love wraps. I really, really do. And I think that this will be perfect for me. And don't laugh, but I'm going to try some of these out. And even the disasters that may happen while I'm trying to practice, I'll be sharing with you. So don't be laughing. Okay, so while you were doing this, talk to us about your book and why you put it together.
The book is based off of families. I wanted to, you know, put this book together. This company I work with, they helped me put stuff together in perspective. But my thought process is, why not involve the kids? Because you got a lot of kids that can't cook. You got a lot of kids out there that cannot cook at all. And that's bad.
Yeah.
So what needs to happen is if you involve the kids, it gives them an opportunity to see something different than what they've been eating at the fast food joints. So you need to make sure that they get involved. And so, you know, my biggest thing was involve them to help them get something in their life other than fast food. Now, if you got, like, the Asian wrap, you got different little wraps, you got different meals in there, and if you're involved, it ain't got to be nothing hard. Just show them something simple. Like, I was teaching my daughter's 25, my oldest daughter, and she don't really know how to cook a whole bunch of things, but I had her in the kitchen one day, and I said, we're going to make chicken fajitas. All I did was took her and had her cut up the chicken in the strips. Simple.
Yeah.
It ain't hard. It wasn't a hard meal. You season it, you can buy fajita mix in the stores, you ain't gotta do no extra stuff. And I was showing her how to cut the chicken up in strips, how long to cook it in the pot, you know, cooking it in the wok or whatever you're cooking it in for so many minutes on each side till they turn, you know, clear white. Well, not clear white, but white. But the biggest thing is, my biggest concern was getting kids involved, because I've learned, and I'm telling you, I worked in gyms, and I don't mean to talk about people, and I'm not trying to talk about people. I never disrespect anybody, and if a woman comes to me and asks me how much do I think she weigh, I always tell her I cannot answer that question. She'd be like, I'm not going to get offended. It, regardless, it's a respect thing. One, a trainer, as a trainer, I shouldn't tell you, and you know, we've had trainers tell people in the gym, yeah, you fat. I said, dang, you can't say that. But and the bad part about it, the member will smile in your face and say, oh, okay. But then as soon as she walk away from you, she come and complain. That train over there, I don't know, won't speak to him again because he told me I was fat. So so you have to be careful what you say to people. So the biggest thing is kids have to learn to eat other things other than fast foods. And then plus, we need to get back to teaching our kids how to cook at home. Because money ain't always promised. Like right now, you see our money hard, and people can't always go out to eat. So you have to stock up and eat at home. So when you got a cookbook like this, you can involve your kids. You bring your kids in and say, hey, I need y'all whether they like to or not. It don't matter. Don't give them a choice, really, to be honest. Kids have too many choices.
They really do.
Too many choices.
Oh, my God.
When I was coming up, you didn't have no choice. If she said go in that kitchen, go in there and make some eggs, you better go in there and make some eggs. ain't no ifs, ands, or buts. Ain't no, I don't want to. I heard many kids, I don't want to do that. What you mean you don't want to? You ain't got no want. That's what I've been taught. So this cookbook helps people in the perspective of introducing their kids to the kitchen, showing them there are better options other than food out here in the world, because everything costs money. You go to Chick-fil-A and all these places, you'll pay almost $10 for 10 pieces of cheap drumettes when you go in the grocery store and buy a big bag of drumettes and some fries and cook them at home yourself. So the book's intention was to put you together as a family to everybody in the house, like I said, don't give them a choice. Tell them, hey, you're going to mix this sauce right here or cut this meat up right here. If they're not big enough to handle the knives, give them something simple to stir. Give them something to mix. Give them something to just put something on the plate. Whatever the case may be, it involves everybody. So that's why it's a family cookbook, not just a cookbook just for anybody. So I want everybody to work together. And like I said, kids got too many choices. Let's start putting our kids back in this kitchen. Because, what I was going to say earlier, I seen a lady in the gym, and I'm not going to lie to you. I ain't trying to be mean. She was overweight. When her daughter, when she had her daughter on her hand, she was taking her to the daycare. And when I tell you the little girl couldn't have been no more than 7, and she looked like a yoga ball.
Oh, God.
A stability ball, what they use in the gym. When I tell you the mom and her pretty much matched, look at the before and after picture, for real. And I'm not trying to be mean. I used to always hate that because I'm like, that lets me know right there that whenever mama ate, the baby ate.
Yeah, that's true.
And we can do that, but make sure the kids are eating the right thing. Make sure they exercise. Go outside. Make them kids go outside. Stop letting them play these video games. Causing kids, that commercial that be on TV about the little boy and the drink, he called his grandma on the phone. Said, can you bring me a drink? Really?
Well, that's just as bad as, you know, my mother and father didn't smoke, but I remember when, you know, going to different people's houses and they'll send their son to the store for a beer, they'll send him to go get some cigarettes, their daughter, right. Go get some cigarettes, or go get some this, and I'm just saying that to say that just like you said, you are responsible for what your children are exposed to. Now, some things you're not going to be able to keep them from, but it's some things that you can help. And I believe, like you say, you know, if you start children off with healthy eating, like I said earlier, and developing a palate for it, it will totally benefit them in the long run. And like I say, I love this book. And again, tell them how they can get it.
You can order the book by contacting me. You can email me at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 662-368-2152. You can call me, and I can get with you, and you can get with me, and I'll send it to you. I have the company I work through. They don't publish it out, so I have to order it myself, and I can send it to you. So if you contact me, and I can get you the book anytime and minute you need.
Awesome. Awesome sauce. Now, like I say, tonight's show was supposed to be, let's move on. It was supposed to be 219 The Talk, but me and Ray know that God do what he want to do, okay? And guess what? What they say, my arms are too short to box with God? Yes, they are. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're hoping that you tune in to Fitness Evolution, which is on Saturdays at 12 p.m. Okay, right? 12, right? Because I always say 12.
Yes. Huh?
Yes,
that's
all right. All
right,
so you tune in. And listen, if you enjoyed everything that he shared, see, he's not on there to entertain you. I mean, he is entertaining. But he gives you different info that will change your life. You know, like he said, and I don't believe in people say, I'm on a diet. I believe that when you decide to eat better, you decide to live better. It's a lifestyle thing. So, yeah. So, Ray, tell everybody where they can find you at or get in contact
all right.
If they have any questions.
You can contact me if you have any questions. You can call me at 662-368-2152, or you can hit me on my email at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. Tag me maybe through My Gospel Soul. If you can't reach me through those, I'm sure you can reach me through My Gospel Soul. And just contact me if you ever need any fitness information.
All right, Fitness Evolution. And let me tell y'all something. Lifestyle change, food change is not easy, okay? You have to make a decision and you have to become disciplined. And I'm talking to myself, okay? So don't be offended. I'm talking to myself. I have gained a few extra pounds. I'm not 19 anymore and I have to work a little harder, okay? Okay. All right. So we've enjoyed you. Make sure that you put that mask on and stop tripping. Protect yourself as well as protecting everybody else around you, okay? It's nothing but good vibes. Ray, you want to sign out for us?
Thank y'all for tuning in, My Gospel Soul, for having me on tonight. You can reach me if you have any questions at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. If you need photos for anything, weddings, graduations, it doesn't matter, bat mitzvahs, I don't care what it is. You can hit me up at 662-368-2152, and we can work out plans on doing photos. And thank y'all again for coming out tonight.
All right. This has been Pastor Jay. I want you to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. And check out the opening for Fitness Evolution.
getting tired of your body shape. Mr. Raymond Humphrey's got you covered all the way. A little fitness training is not the only thing you need. With motivation and meal prep, you'll succeed. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray. With Fitness Evolution, with Trainer Ray.
And for that reason, I'm out.